From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace, Merlin, a cell phone app, is a great tool for birders because it identifies bird species by songs and calls. Each bird species has at least 10 songs and calls and several dialects. And no two birds ever sound exactly alike. Nor do fledgling birds sound quite like their parents as they learn songs and calls. Most of the time, Merlin helps bridge the dialects, ages, and connect those 10-plus calls and songs to the right birds. The spotted towhee, for example, offers a diversity of sounds made by just one species. They hang out in shrubs and underbrush, occasionally calling from treetops. There are recordings of at least 12 sounds made by the spotted towhee. Merlin doesn't report bird-like calls made by squirrels, chipmunks, or frogs, even though many are very convincing. All these calls and songs help us map by sound where birds reside along one's daily path. During winter, we hear robins, towhees, nuthatches, jays, juncos, sparrows, eagles, bush tits, and woodpeckers. Saltwater channels and tidelands are also noisy in winter, with winter ducks, gulls, sandpipers, and other shorebirds, great blue herons, crows, and eagles. Out on the water, we can see and hear loons, surf scoter, bufflehead, grebes. Late winter into spring is also an exciting time for birding, as many bird populations contain individuals that wander off the customary migratory routes. Walking a daily path, one can hear the first arrivals week by week, which makes each daily walk exciting, helped by Merlin to decipher unfamiliar songs and calls. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.